Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort at State Road 28 and 29 or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Attention drivers. When it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
Looking for reliable heating and cooling services? Look no further than Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From residential and commercial services to generator maintenance and custom ductwork fabrication, they handle it all. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll counties, including the nearby areas. Jim's is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call Jim's today at 765-601-1461.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
It's really been a pleasure serving you this year. We sincerely appreciate your business, and we look forward to working with you again next year. Have a great holiday season. Encompass Credit Union. Happy holidays.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Hey, welcome back. It's Party Line on Tuesday edition. Shan shared it with you. Glad to be with you. And thank again to Mary Lynn for joining us this morning, talking about the Frankfort Market. Always fun to talk about what's going on. Also want to thank all of our fine sponsors that make it work each and every day. And we appreciate them helping us out. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling your weight, you're not pulling a TC trailer. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tending in Antioch, we just heard from Alan. We Stick It Where the Sun Shines. Vierick's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives. Big Old Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. Freckles Graphic, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Again, thanks, Jim, for this weekend, getting the furnace back up and running. BoonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for Frankfort. And all of the other great places in Clinton County. So just make it all work. WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoop's Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwoods by Shoop's, Welty's Exteriors, and Newell Gas. So there you go. It is 34 degrees. We're headed for a high of 43 this morning. And again, we appreciate all of you supporting our sponsors that make it happen here on Party Line. Hey, we do have a, I want to say, bulletin, real quick here. Frankfort Waterworks will have East Clinton Street closed today, all day, between William Street and Young Street. So East Clinton Street is going to be closed, so that's not going to be a thoroughfare there. So just be mindful of that. They're dealing with some water issues. Frankfort Waterworks will have East Clinton Street closed all day between William Street and Young Street. So that is just in hot off the presses. We also, you know, want to give you some good Christmas ideas, all right? A lot of good Christmas ideas. It's that time. It's December 10th, so be mindful of that. We are now 15 days out. And this is the 15% off discount. So 15 days left. Enjoy 15% off. The countdown to Christmas is on. With just 15 days left, we're giving you an extra 15% off your order to help you finish your holiday shopping strong. No promo code needed. Give the gift of local favorites this holiday season. That's bigdeals.com. So you want to go to bigdeals.com and you get a 15% off. So you today's the day. Make it happen. December 10th, 15%, 15 days away from Christmas, and they're going to give you 15% off on your next order there on bigdeals.com. This morning, wanted to give an opportunity for, you know, as part of the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, there's a lot of great businesses that we have in our community. Mary Lynn and I, we were, you know, just talking about that, and, you know, just I would encourage you to think about shopping local this holiday season as much as you possibly can. It does help the local economy, and more importantly, it is helping your neighbor, you know, somebody that might be living just down the road. Now, look, I know there's certain things you can't get. I know it's very convenient just to order online, and, you know, it's easy to call the Amazon man and, you know, all of that. Etsy and Walmart.com and all of those places. Not knocking those places because it is convenient. I get it. And sometimes even more affordable. But to Mary Lynn's point, it would be a great opportunity for you to go local, you know, help local, buy local, support local. If, you know, you just checked out, maybe checked out first what's available. What's available, you know, it's any of our downtown stores. You know, Ellis Jewelers. We've got boutiques, Whiskey Rose, Moxie Maven. You've got You know, you get gift certificates that you get from different restaurants like Greek's Pizzeria, Hallelujah Way. You've got, and these are just downtown businesses that, you know, you could be supporting, not to, you know, to think about all those that are around that have a variety of different offerings. You know, and you sometimes say, well, there's just not enough retail out there for me. Well, may give the gift of service. You know, maybe you could give a furnace cleaning to somebody. You know, call up Jim's Heating or T.L. Myers or, you know, somebody that's, you know, that wants to, you know, that's that you're comfortable with, whatever the case may be. Call somebody up and see what they have to offer. During the holiday seasons, you know, there's a lot of different packages and things as well that is available. Also, you know, we have new ownership at the La Quinta Inn, been able to meet with that young man, and he's really got a vision. So don't pass on them. I know it's been really rough. We get it. We get all those complaints, so we know. But we're very excited. We're going to be doing a ribbon cutting, I think, next month with the La Quinta. So, you know, maybe you give the gift of stay. Maybe somebody's coming in for town. And there's also the Airbnbs. Jill Snyder has a great, you know, Airbnb program, a nickel plate. There's, you know, Retreat in the Country, Hotel Rossville in Rossville. I mean, I'm thinking about all these different creative ideas that maybe you could be thinking about giving during this Christmas season. That's, you know, beyond what you normally give. That's just something that you wouldn't think about and be creative. Maybe it's maybe it's one of the vendors, like Mary Lynn was talking about at the Frankfurt Market this Saturday, that you could go in and pick up an item. Maybe some of them have gift certificates. Most places do have, you know, gift certificates. Maybe you give the gift of an oil change, you know, at like Del Real Auto or any one of our other local car establishments that you feel, again, comfortable with. But these are just things to think about. Get gas cards at Good to Go or the Friendly Mart or out at, you know, Clark's out there at the Shell station on 28. You know, Amon and Jay and Jesse. So, I mean, these are all great opportunities because you could, so don't be hassling about, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to give them. Maybe you just give the gift of service. Everybody has to have gas. Everybody, and maybe you can give them gas with in other ways by food. A lot of good food places out there. We have some of the best Mexican cuisine in the country. It is awesome. So maybe that's an opportunity for you to find somebody to that, you know, that you like, some restaurant that you like, and give the gift. Popeyes is going to be opening up pretty soon. I know they're a national chain, but still be local. But I would certainly stay with, you know, like Fresitas. Excellent food. Their quesadillas, I get those for lunch often. Really good. Juanita's, oh my goodness. Steak tacos, outstanding. Arles Mesteca on Columbia Street. I always butcher the name, but that is another great place. Are the gift of service that maybe you've got a room that needs to be painted. Maybe you got a room that needs to be painted and you need to, and are you maybe know somebody that needs a room painted and you want to give the gift. And wow, and just like that, the best painter in Clinton County has just walked in. Hey, good morning, Leo.
Good morning, Sean.
You have to talk into the mic there, brother.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good morning. Very good.
Hey, good, good. Well, I thought we were just talking about Christmas gifts. You know, the gift of painting would be a great, you know, everybody needs a little fresh coat of paint every once in a while. Wouldn't it be nice to maybe come to you and say, hey, Leo, give you a couple, $300. Would you paint my, you know, my daughter's kitchen or something like that?
That's amazing. Yes.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a good Christmas gift?
Yes. That's the best you can get.
Well, tell us a little bit about Leo's painting. Well, Leo's custom painting.
custom painting by Leo. This is how.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got it reversed. All right. Go ahead.
This is how custom painting by Leo grow. I've been painting for over 30 years.
Yeah. You know, I'm a started in California.
I started in California. And I'm still working with Koreans. Now, you have to understand what the Koreans in California, it's about production.
Yeah.
And when I went to Bible College, I started working for the Koreans. And then I started working for one of the best companies in California, Custom Painting by Jay. That's how my name came from.
Okay.
What mean custom? When people say, what does mean custom? Custom basically means is what the customer wants. It's premium, it's top of the line. Customer control the job, not the painter. You go when the customer is satisfied.
Yeah. And so when a customer says, hey, I want a white wall with a black stripe. I want this. You basically make it happen.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
We not just do paint. I mean, we do premium, top of the line.
Yeah.
So that's how custom painting by Leo grow. I'm in train from the best painters in California, Custom Painting by Jay. And that's how my business come. Yeah, come to this town preaching.
Yeah, you came as a pastor.
Yes.
And not only a pastor, but you're a painter. So is that you got the P principle.
Well,
going.
I'm going to start like a Pope. Start painting. Painting the houses to continue my ministry. And, right. You know, we have to do everything to the Lord.
Yeah.
And customers like it. Customers like premium custom jobs. And then I really appreciate my local customers. I really want to say thank you very much to all my customers who keep me busy for all these years. They help me to provide not only for my family, also helped me to continue my ministry here in Clinton County, and also helped me to provide jobs for another 5 families. So I really, really thank you very much to my customers, Frankfort, Indiana, and Clinton County. I really appreciate your support.
And you have, you mentioned the church. You have Primera Iglesia Baptista.
Primera Iglesia Baptista, yeah, First Baptist Church.
Yeah, First Baptist Church. They're across from Old Stoney, which used to be the Hope Church.
Yes.
The old Hope Church, old Methodist Church, and now that's the church that you've had that guy's like 5 years now. Well, it hasn't been about 5 years, 6 years maybe.
Yes, and this time we're in the process of restoration of the building. We've been working on the building, restoring the building, and we put a lot of hours to keep the beauty. I always tell our people, this is not Primera Iglesia Bautista building. This is God's building, and this is Clinton County building, and we want to preserve the history of our the beautiful building that United Methodist Church provide for our ministry.
Right. Well, we appreciate what you've done, and that was a building that might have been sitting empty for a long time. Who knows? But it might have been even possibly torn down at some point. But you guys have come in, you put life into it, and you've made it a ministry center, and which is great. Back to the the painting. Sometimes we. Paul was a bivocational minister. He was an evangelist, preacher, but he was also a tent maker.
Yes.
So God's called us, I think, to be mindful of that. I'm a bivocational minister as well, and have other irons in the fire for sure. You do as well. How does that help you in ministry? That being in another job or a position that you see how maybe the real world works. That's how I think about it.
That's amazing question. It helped me to understand, when our church members come to our church, it helped me to understand the stress they had to go through. When they go to the job site, sometimes they're tired, they're sick, but they need to provide for their family. So when you're a ministry and have a secular job, it helped you to understand how hard it's for people to provide for their families and understand their needs. And it helps you a lot to see the need of your families in church.
Right, right. Well, and I think that it also, it kind of wakes us up to the point of understanding why someone may be act the way they act or are frustrated because, you know, we're dealing with some of the same frustrations. We're not just sitting in an office reading the Bible all
day. Yes, you get that right, Sean.
To say that full-time ministers are doing that. I'm just saying that it does give, you know, people a different perspective on what's going on in real life.
Yes, and always working with people. You know, people, it's people, so we're dealing with the stress. And
because you're also a chaplain.
Yes, I'm also chaplain for the Clinton County Sheriff's Office and the Frankfort Police Department. So that keep me busy and help me to understand our community. And but also I need to provide for my family. You know, doing ministry, it's a great opportunity to give back to our community. But you need bills to pay. You need family to take care.
Right.
And that's how Custom Painting by Leo born, with the need to provide for my family.
Yeah.
And it's been a successful business. The community has been responding very well, especially the people who love quality, who appreciate quality. You can tell by the houses I've been painting for the years. You can drive on the streets and you can tell that's Custom Painting by Leo job.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the houses I've been painting, you can see years and years to come. Mm-hmm. Basically, the point when we get
the job done. Well, we see a lot of the signs out there.
Yeah. Yes,
somebody thought you were politicking.
Yeah, people ask me if I'm running for mayor. But my calling is the ministry, and yes. I painting to provide for my family, offer a quality job to keep our customers happy.
Well, ministry is that's your calling. That's what God has called you to do. You use painting to help provide the funding to help minister to do the ministry.
Yes, sir.
I know when you first moved, it was you did a lot of street. We do a lot of street. We do a lot of street evangelism. You're going out there doing all kinds of things with them, with people.
Yes, sir.
And helping people and praying for people and asking people to help in your church, but not only that, but be a part of the community. I think that's a key.
Yes, and Sean, talking about the culture, and I'm going to mix some of the ministry here. I think the best way to help everybody, a different culture, to embrace, you know, the language and embrace the culture, to keep the foundation, the roots of this beautiful country.
Yeah.
And I think we have to start from the foundation of this country.
Right, right.
And I think when we go and share the gospel with our community, and that's the best thing you can do.
You're a Latino American. You're American. That's Latino. Okay.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about all the craziness that's happened at the border and what's going on? Because some people, you know, look at that and say, hey, we should just open up the borders. Some say we need to close the borders. Some say we need to deport people, get people out. What say you, Leo?
This is what I think. I think it's one of, I see this by years.
Mm-hmm.
We have a group of immigrants who come mainly to work.
Yeah.
That's the main purpose, to provide for their family.
Right.
And I believe there is I'm talking about big corporations,
yeah,
who need that strong force to work. I want to say this. I'm not support illegal immigration.
Right.
But what I'm saying is like, and this is probably going to, it's going to sound very rude. That's not my purpose,
yeah,
to be rude. But there is a big group of lazy people who just want to stay home and collect all their
entitlements.
Social service. And then that's why these big companies, big corporations need hard workers to get the job done, and they take advantage of the immigrants
Cheap labor
to get the job done. So, like an egg, any.
To be honest with you, that's why I'm totally against the National Chamber of Commerce. I don't agree with how they have handled this and how they continue to promote that.
Right. Yeah. And we also have a group of lazy immigrants who just come to this country to collect all the benefits.
What does the Bible say about laziness?
Oh, if you don't work, don't eat.
You don't eat.
Yeah, you don't eat. So you have to work and provide for a family. That's another thing. You know, there's people who call themselves Christians.
Yeah.
And they not provide for your family. Yeah. And the Bible says, if you not provide for your family, an unbeliever is better than you.
Yeah.
So you have to work to provide for your family.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what I teach. And when I have the opportunity to talk to the new immigrants, I say, learn the language, embrace the culture, and take care of your legal situation. But, Shannon, I want to talk about this legal situation. A lot of people think illegal immigrants don't want to take care of their legal situation. They want.
Yes. All of the population that I know that are in that status really want to be right and legal. And we need to figure out that to make those folks that want to be here to feel they don't have to look after their shoulder. You know, they don't have to look behind them.
Right. And they this is what I want to say to the immigrants. And I try to share this message with not only here in Clinton County, but wherever I go and have the opportunity to talk to new immigrants to come to this country. The best thing you can do in this country is receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Yep.
And attending a local church. Once you start to live by Bible principles, you obey the law.
Yeah,
because in any country, if you're a Christian, you're gonna submit of the law of this country if the law of the country go according with the Bible principles.
Yeah,
and that's why it's very important, you know, to share that message. If embrace the culture, learn the language, and obey the law.
Yeah, and love each other.
Amen.
It would be
Amen.
Great to love Amen. Each other. Well, brother, I appreciate you coming in. You know, I before we go, I would be amiss to say, and I know this is meaningful to you. It was 3 years ago today that we lost our good brother, Jason Wilhite. You know, Jason passed away 3 years ago today. Jason was a tremendous friend, a great partner there at the Chamber of Commerce. I know that you guys were good friends and you did things with Jason, and Jason was trying to help you. And I mean, there's a lot of a lot of great memories.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
We continue to miss Jason. We pray for the Wilhite family today.
Amen.
And lift all of those folks that have lost loved ones, that this is a tough season. This is a tough time.
Yes.
As the chaplain of Clinton County, would you just real quick have a real quick 30-second prayer for all those who've lost people and they're dealing with it during this time? Would you pray with us?
Yes, I'm going to remove my hat for that. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, in this time of joy and Christmas celebration, we have some friends, some community members who are suffering right now.
Mm.
We ask you, Lord, for healing. We ask you, Lord, for healing. We ask you, Lord, you understand the suffering.
Mm.
We ask you, Lord, to bring healing, to bring peace. And this time, everybody celebrating the Christmas season, we ask you, Lord, to be with their families who are suffering right now, who lose a loved one. So your peace and your comfort be with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that prayer very much, and we appreciated all that Jason did. You know what? Something that goes a long way is, like we said, is love.
Amen.
If we could all just not only just get along, but just love each other.
Amen. Something,
we're not always going to get along. You and I will always don't see eye to eye, but I love you.
I love you, brother.
I love you like you're my brother, so I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Merry Christmas, and how do they get a hold of you if they want somebody to paint their house?
Yes, thank you very much, Sean. If you have interest in to paint your house, that's 765-242-9278, Custom Painting by Leo. Thank you very much for joining us. God bless you.
Amen. God bless. Hey, you have a great day. I'll be back with you, good Lord willing, on Thursday's Party Line. Until then, have a great one. Talk to you soon.